America, where do we go from here? America is like a paint palette, with an endless array of chromatic possibilities, the palette in the hands of the people, and the brush in that of the government. We in synchronicity can paint a beautiful picture. Each unique color represents the individuality of every U.S. citizen, and every color has an equal opportunity to change the painting in its own distinct way. With so many opportunities to paint with an endless wheel of color, why is the color scheme of the United States comparable to that of a 1940s television? So where do we go from here? Where do we go from the bare bones of a coloring book, a white page outlined with black lines, to a beautiful picture colored in with happiness and care? How do we represent the colors of America? We have these basic principles dyed into the flag that represents all of us as American citizens, but is that where we should draw the line? Figuratively, shouldn't we add more color to our nation? Green to represent the landscape of our nation, the beautiful plains of Kansas to the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. Yellow to represent the sun that shines above all of us, the happiness and positivity we can collectively share, united and represented by our nation. Purple to represent power, independence, and wealth. On our star-spangled banner, we see a tri-colored pattern, red, white, and blue. As Americans, we are taught to bleed these colors. The red symbolizes valor and perseverance, reminding us that as Americans, we can overcome anything. The white represents purity and innocence, the notion that we are free from foreign authority. The blue represents justice and vigilance, to represent the strength of our nation. From the first day of kindergarten, we were instructed to stand up, face the flag, place our hands over our hearts, and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. It became second nature. The homeroom bells rang, and the loudspeaker clicked on, and we rose and faced the flag as we do every other day. The words flow out of our mouth verbatim, flying over our heads without meaning. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So where do we go from here? From pledging our allegiance to the tri-colored star-spangled banner, to painting our own picture with the paint palette of America. The simple answer? The answer is a word deriving from the Latin word unos, meaning one. The word is unity. Unity is the only way we can go from here. Unity is the way that we can look to our neighbors, to our left and to our right, and see more than black and white, but the endless array of chromatic possibilities. In a nation so divided on perceptions of right and wrong, yes or no, black or white, in order to thrive, to go from here, we must unify. We must unite ourselves in one nation, under God, and be indivisible in order to achieve liberty and justice for all. It is no secret that the preamble of our Constitution begins with "We, the people." The simple first three words of the document that defined our nation led us to the continuous answer to almost every debate in American history. As Americans, we tend to forget the importance of the preamble. We focus so much on our differences and forget that at the end of the day, we are all Americans. We are the people. Do not be mistaken. The diversity of our nation and the difference of opinion is what provides America with the foundation to be the nation that it is, the nation that promises liberty and justice for all. It is with these differences that our own original colors come back to us. Our colors, our endless array of chromatic possibilities, is what we use to paint the picture of America. What is the picture we paint as Americans? That picture is the picture of unity, a picture in which everyone contributes their own color, the picture that is colored in with happiness and care. So where do we go from here? The answer is simple. We must pick up our paint palettes and begin painting our unified picture.